Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
How often do we think about Job? I love the readings today. The first reading, Job chapter 1, starting at verse 6. Here's the gist. Satan comes to God and says, hey, this Job guy, yeah, he's all holy and everything, but that's only because you've protected him. Let me at him, pretty much. And then God says, oh, okay, well, you think he's only holy because I've been protecting him and he's had this perfect life? Because that's basically what Satan said. Hey, look, this guy's got all of this, these animals, and he's got a wonderful family. And yeah, that's why he's so holy, and that's why he's not sinning. And so God said, okay, don't touch a hair on his head. And then all hell literally broke loose on Job. He lost all of his animals, his livelihood. And then he lost his children. And as all of these people are coming to him, telling him what happened, he ends by tearing his cloak, cutting off his hair, and saying, Lord, I came into this world naked from my mother's womb, and I'm going back to you with nothing. He did not sin, and he did not blaspheme God or talk badly about God. What a lesson for all of us. God allows things to happen for a reason. It's either to sanctify us, to test us. Do you really love me? Only when things are going well? And curse me when things are going bad? Do you really trust me? And know that I am taking you through this land, through this desert, with this heavy cross, to test if you're going to come to me and ask me to help you carry it? Do you really trust that I've got a bigger, better plan for you on the other side? I think we all have to remember, it's a peak and valley journey. And in every valley, there's a mountain on the other side. We just need to keep walking and giving it to God, giving our fear, giving our worry, giving our pain and sorrow, whatever we are being tested with in our lives, is for a reason. And perhaps it's not us. Perhaps it's being a witness of joy, of peace, and of acceptance of what's going on in our lives to those who are around us, who might be saying, oh my gosh, I have no idea how you are getting through all of these things that are happening in your life. How are you doing it with such peace, with such love? Like, I want that. I don't get you, right? That's the true witness of being Jesus to those around us. Loving and being joy-filled. Joy is the best net to catch fish. Nobody wants to hang around with a sourpuss, right? We all need to be joyful and accepting of the circumstances. And the world right now is just like that. And I truly believe that all of this horrific stuff, all of these difficult situations that we are facing today are because there is going to be beautiful peace, love, and joy on the other side, on the top of that mountain. I know that there will be good brought out of all of these bizarre things that are happening in today's world, and in our own lives. Could be impacting us financially, through our own families with torn up relationships. The polarization of politics out there is downright scary. There is evil walking around and lurking on this earth more than we could ever have imagined. And you can see it in the angry people, in the people who are attacking one another physically, not just in these riots, but truly in just regular relationships and on social media. I've never been able to see so distinctly and so clearly evil and good. We are in a spiritual war today. And let's remember Job. Job has had his world taken as he knew it and still said, Lord, I am yours. All this is your will. I'm still going to be faithful and I'm still going to be a witness. Can you imagine the people who saw him not curse God, but offer his life to him yet again? I am here naked before you. That's a morning ritual for me. I wake up and I give him everything. My breath, my life. I give him back my faith. All of the supernatural and spiritual gifts that he's given me. I give him my ministry, my husband, my kids, my family, my extended family. I give him all of you that listen and come in contact with me. And I, most importantly, give him all of those sinners and those lost souls who don't know the love and mercy of God. And then I ask him if he wants to give him back to me. It's this wonderful cycle. You offer up yourself and all your works, all of your deeds, your tongue, your eyes, your hands, your physical body to him every morning. And then you say, Lord, fill me. I'm empty now. Fill me with you. Fill me with your spirit, your clean, new heart, the heart of flesh, so that I can do what you've created me to do, which is to get myself to heaven, but to bring as many people as I can with me. I need to get out there and love my neighbor. And Lord, in order to do it in the most pure way, I need your spirit to guide me and to lead me. It's amazing when we do offer ourselves to the Lord, just like Job, in all of the valleys and the situations that sometimes don't we just say, oh my gosh, what else can go wrong? Let's reflect on Job and let's realize that God is definitely doing something in our lives and those around us. And we will be on the top of that mountain in no time. So let's go be love. Let's go be joy. And let's have the peace of God within us today as we go touch the world, touch one heart at a time, and bring Jesus to them so that they can also live in peace, love, joy, and harmony as God intended this world to be. We will be there. I know it. Have faith, which is trust, that God's got this. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.